Paul Reed, you done did it again. Tell everybody about your podcast, where it is now.
Y'all, me and my boy Eric here have got the podcast on iTunes. Praise the Lord. Y'all can go on your podcast app on your iPhone and search Honestly with Paul Reed and follow it, because y'all are going to want to be on the know about what is going on. You are going to want to know what Paul Reed has to say. So hopefully it will notify you when I post a new episode of a podcast, and you will be abreast of everything that is going on in the rules of Paul Reed.
And Paul, this a couple things. On that iTunes podcast now, people are able to subscribe as well as rate and review. So everybody, we are asking for five-star reviews because you're getting five-star commentary. And we would love all of your reviews to say great things about Paul Reed. So please go to iTunes or go to your podcast app on your iPhone. Search for Honestly with Paul Reed. Subscribe, rate, and review. Thanks.
Okay, now, hello. Now, darling, let me just tell you something.
Coming to you from Savannah, Georgia, the man who has more rules than Moses, this is Honestly with Paul Reed. Paul Reed, can you believe we're on episode 3 already?
I cannot believe it, but y'all, I am so excited. This thing has just taken off. It's been such a blessing for me, and I'm just grateful.
Paul, I do want to remind everybody again that the iTunes podcast is available now. People can go to their app on their iPhone, search for Honestly with Paul Reed. Please, please, please subscribe, rate, and review. Please, five-star ratings, because you're getting five-star information from Mr. Paul Reed.
Thank you, Eric, and that's so true. Y'all like it, share it. One thing I want to ask y'all to do on behalf of Paul Reed is share my Facebook videos with all of your friends. Share it on your timeline or your story so that we can get the word out and just get it all over the place. Paul Reed is ready to go national.
So Paul Reed, it's July 3rd as we're sitting right here home headquarters. And today's topic is on what?
Today's topic is all about the pool and the beach. We're going to call this podcast What to Do and What Not to Do When You Are Going to the Pool or the Beach. Pool etiquette, really, is what we're going to call this.
So tomorrow, lots of barbecuing, lots of grilling out.
And you better have your silver plate or your sterling silver out. I've already told y'all, I don't want to see no Chinette tomorrow.
We've already addressed that.
That's just a friendly reminder.
Now we're going to get into what you're wearing tomorrow. A lot of people are going to be at the Landings Pool. They're going to be at the Yacht Club. They're going to go out to the Tybee. They're going to get on their boat and go find a sandbar and post up.
Have them a little brewski. And have a good time.
But so the question we're going to address is for each person, what you're going to wear. And so, of course, we're going to start ladies first. So, Paul, what is the proper thing for a lady to wear to the pool?
Well, y'all, first let me just say this. Eric just touched on something that is important. He just said ladies first. And y'all, I just want y'all to know that that is a Paul Reed rule. Ladies always come first. And just remember that. You know, even as a gay man, I have so much respect for women. Ladies come first. So now we're going to address what to do. Ladies, now y'all know that Tybee Island is the home of the 400-pound bikini. But for God's sakes, let's put that to rest. Let me tell y'all this. First of all, if you are going to the pool, ladies, I want you to look nice, especially if you're single, because you don't know who's going to be at the pool. It's like I tell people, you always wear matching pajamas to bed because you don't know who you're going to meet in your dreams. Well, the same rule applies to the pool. You don't know who you're going to see, new or otherwise, at the pool, stranger or friend. So you want to look your best. You do not want to go out there looking, as mama would say, like a ragamuffin. So put you on a nice swimsuit with a nice cover up. I don't want to see a maxi dress tighter than a tick on your body. I don't want to see that. I want you to get just a nice tunic, some nice wedge sandals. Wedges make your legs look thinner, and they make you walk better. You know, you ladies, y'all walk better in heels. Some of y'all. I don't want to, if you're doing the Cupid shuffle in your heels, wear your flip-flops, girlfriend. We do not want to see you doing the Cupid shuffle in your wedges trying to get into the pool just because Paul Reed said they make your legs look thinner. I want you to wear what's comfortable, but I want you to look good. And I think nothing looks better, Eric, than when you put on a nice wedge with a good-looking swimsuit and a tunic. Now, as I say that, there are rules about swimsuits. Ladies, I know we are in a time of body positivity, but Paul Reed is not on board. Paul Reed is big as a Buick, and that is okay, but I wear the appropriate thing. If you are over a size 8, you have got no business wearing a two-piece. I'm just going to call it like it is. I don't want to see your belly. I don't want to see the belly flop before you even hit the pool. I want to see you in a one-piece swimsuit if you are over a size 8. Okay? If you have had children, I want, and you have not toned it or tightened it up, I want to see you in a one-piece. I do not want to see cellulite and stretch marks that look like a roadmap to hell. I don't want to see that. Now, if you are under a size 8, by all means, sister, put on your two-piece and rock it. Go to the pool, find you a man, honey. It's the 4th of July. Ladies, all y'all 25 and plus, it's time to lock it down. It's time to tie the knot. So be on the lookout for a nice, good-looking man at all these places y'all going to be, these resorts, whether you're going to be at the Inn and Club at Sea Island, or, you know, the Lodge at Ponte Vedra, wherever you're going to be, just be on the lookout, because 4th of July is heavy traveling season, and you might meet somebody that you never thought you'd meet. So that's why I want you to look your best. I want you to make sure that you always, this is a big rule for Paul Reed, do not go to the pool without lipstick on. I don't want to see no crusty lips at the pool. I want you to put on your lip gloss or your lipstick. I think nothing looks better if you're laying out by the pool than a nice, good red lipstick with a nice, pretty sun hat. You can have a nice straw hat monogrammed. Y'all, girls, get on Etsy, because y'all know they got them all day long. Get you a nice sun hat, some good dark glasses, and put on that lipstick, and honey, you just prance around that pool. But now, if you're over a size 8, let's just clarify. You put on your one piece and your floppy hat and your dark glasses and your lipstick, and you still are going to get attention. Because let me tell you something, you're going to have more respect from people. You don't want to go sit out there and people be sitting there talking about you. There is nothing worse than seeing somebody in a two-piece bathing suit that has got a muffin top flopped over. You can't even tell if they got on bottoms. I just can't bear it. I cannot bear it.
Well, Paul, those are some good points and some things I'll take note of. But more specifically for me, my question is, what is it that you suggest for the men? Because okay, I'm going to be out at the pool rocking it at Carrington Square this weekend. And what should I be wearing?
Well, Eric, I don't have to really worry about you, but I do have to worry about some of these men. Because let me just tell y'all something. If you are 5'8" in heels, you ain't got no business wearing board shorts. They are too long. I don't want to see you at the pool if you are short in board shorts, look like you got on your mama's capris. I don't want to see that. I want to see you in a nice swimsuit. It should be at least 3 inches above the knee. Don't make me pull out my dollar bill like we used to have to do at private school and sit, get on your knees on the floor and make sure your bathing suit is at dollar bill's length. I want it to be, I want your swimsuit to be short. I don't want you to look like you're swimming in your gym shorts, okay? And you know, Eric, because you've been to the pool, you know you've seen some fools get out there in their Nike gym shorts and they're going to pretend it's a bathing suit.
Now, Paul, what is the style right now for jean shorts and jean swim trunks? Is that something that we should be...
Listen, Eric, I didn't even know they made jean swim trunks. Don't tell me that.
Oh. Well,
have you seen that at the pool, Eric?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Okay, no. Now, let's clarify. See, Eric's trying to get my blood pressure up today. Lord, I'm going to have to recover from that one before I can even go there. Lord, help me. I don't want to see George, y'all. I know it's the time. We are not at Bonnaroo. We at the pool. I don't want to see George. Now listen, gentlemen, put on your nice swimsuit. Let me tell y'all, Vineyard Vines has got a nice collection. The Chappie trunks are wonderful. Also, let me just tell you, put on a nice t-shirt. Do not go to the pool in some t-shirt that's got holes and rags. Look like you've had it since high school and you're 35. I don't want to see. We know where you graduated from, honey. We don't need to know again. Do not wear that. Do not wear your high school t-shirt. Put on a nice, go to Vineyard Vines and get you a nice t-shirt. Go to Polo, get you a nice t-shirt that coordinates with your swimsuit. I don't want to see a costume. I don't want to, that's embarrassing, especially if you got a wife. It's going to look like she didn't know what she was doing when she let you out the house. Put on something that coordinates. Get your nice glasses, your dark glasses, and your croquis. I don't want to see nobody diving into the pool and their glasses end up at the bottom. They're not diving rings. They're sunglasses. Get your croquis, okay? Put your croquis on your sunglasses and ride out. And when you get out to that pool, if you are pale as a ghost, make sure everybody has got on their sunglasses before you take off your shirt. We are not trying to blind anybody. We are already out in the sun. But please put on your sunscreen, y'all. There is nothing worse than seeing Casper swimming around at the pool, and he is the color he is red as a beet. He is red as a beet because he did not put on a swimsuit. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all this too while I'm at it. This is just something that burns Paul Reed up. Just because you didn't want to put on sunscreen does not mean that your child does not need sunscreen. I cannot tell you how many children I have seen at the beach or the pool roasting, and it's because their mother and father are olive complexion and they just thought their children were just like that. I don't want to see that. I want to see you put sunscreen on your children. It is good for them. They do not need to be eaten up by the sun. Put sunscreen on your children. Just because you don't think you need it does not mean anything. Your children need sunscreen. Put a hat on those children. Put a little bonnet on your baby.
Now, Paul, you're jumping ahead a little bit.
I know,
but since you've already gone there, we'll go ahead. Tell us about what is proper for your children to wear at the pool.
Okay, I know I jumped a little ahead, Eric, and I'm sorry, but that was just on my spirit at the moment when I was thinking about, you know, guys taking off their shirt and they're white as a ghost. And that goes for girls too. If you white as a ghost, put your sunscreen on before you get to the pool. Don't y'all know that that's what you have to do? And wait a second, Eric, before I go to the children, let me just finish real quick with the men. Men, because I have seen this, I don't want to see you show up to the pool in your socks and your tennis shoes. I don't want to see it. Do not do it. Put on your flip-flops, for God's sakes. You know, I see men showing up.
You don't like the white New Balance?
No, sir.
No?
No. That is against Paul Reed's rules. Put on your sandals if you're going to the pool or the beach. And listen, don't get sloppy on the beach, gentlemen. I know y'all get out there and y'all have a good time and all that kind of stuff. We don't need... This is not Panama City. We don't need spring break 2019, okay? That was 2 months ago. It's 4th of July. We don't need you to get sloppy on the beach. Keep it together, especially if you got your children with you. I know everybody wants to drink and have a good time, but we don't need to get trashy, okay? Let's just keep it classy, the Paul Reed way. Have you a few cocktails and keep moving, because y'all know the police is going to be out and they're going to be looking for y'all. Now, on to the children. Okay. Now, I know that Paul Reed is opinionated, but let me just tell y'all this. If your child is 5 years of age and under, then if it is a girl, it needs to be in a smocked swimsuit.
Smocked?
Yes, yeah, smocked. Like a smocked dress, Eric. A smocked swimsuit. They've got them. Remember Wynn's got them. Everybody's got them. All these wonderful companies. Viva Lafitte. These wonderful children's companies, they've got smocked swimsuits. I don't want to see you in a Minnie Mouse graphic swimsuit. I don't want to see you in a Dora the Explorer. I don't want to see you in Paw Patrol. I don't want to see none of that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to see y'all in nice smocked swimsuits. A little seersucker swimsuit. You can get one to match for your little brother. All that kind of stuff. I want to see y'all in stuff that looks nice. You know, for as nice as you need to look, so do your children. And you know, that's the thing that really just burns me up these days is I'm out and about and I see the mother and the father, they're dressed so nice, you know, and the children looks like they got on Garanimals.
Did Carly wear a smocked swimsuit when she was 4 years old?
Well, you know, Carly was a lady of the stage.
Right.
She was a dancer. So she, you know, she preferred animal print. She had a little cheetah. She thought she was a little cheetah. She had a little cheetah bikini. But see, she was nothing but skin and bones. So she could wear, I know that's hard for y'all to believe nowadays, but she was skin and bones. I'm not kidding y'all. And she wore that little cheetah bathing suit with her little dark glasses and pranced around with her pigtails. And I'm telling y'all, she was the cutest little thing that y'all have ever seen at the at Hilton Head swimming pool. Mama didn't really like us to go to Tybee. She liked us to go to Hilton Head. She didn't really mess around with Tybee. We didn't do that. You know, Tybee just gets a little trashy. So anyways, back to the children. Put on a nice little smock swimsuit. Listen, some of these daddies, they think, my daughter's not wearing a bikini. She's 2 years old, for God's sakes. Nobody is trying to pick your daughter up at the swimming pool, honey. She can't even swim. She's just blowing bubbles, okay? Let her wear her little bikini. She's cute, and she's got the body for it. And you know what? We're going to embrace that, because when she turns 5, she might not have the body for a two-piece. She might look like Honey Boo Boo. She better be in a one-piece if she does. I'm just telling y'all. If your child looks like Honey Boo Boo and she's thick like Paul Reed, go on ahead and do the one-piece. I don't want to see a child, a husky or chubby child, in a two-piece bathing suit. That just ruins their self-confidence, okay? That is just terrible to do to your child.
Well, what about the boys? What are the boys wearing?
Put on a nice little swim trunk that matches your siblings. I don't want to see you in, Batman swimsuit, and then your sister's got on that pretty smock swimsuit. Ladies and gentlemen, invest in your children, okay? They need to look just as nice as you do.
So they've got a match?
Well, I just think it looks nice. When they're young, embrace that. When they get older, you know, when they're teenagers. Now, see, we hadn't even addressed teenagers, and I honestly wasn't going to even go there, because you can't do nothing with teenagers. You just can't do anything with them. My philosophy is, they want to go to the beach with their friends, let them go. Then you don't have to worry about looking at them. You don't have to worry about dealing with them. You don't have to worry about what they wear, because they're not with you to embarrass you. Let them go with their friends. Trust me, parents. It will take the stress and the embarrassment off of you. So we're not even going to go there with teenagers.
So, Paul, we've hit on what you want the ladies to wear, the men, the kids. Now, let's just talk about some things in general.
Okay.
What are some of Paul's beach rules in general? What about gear? If you're going to the pool, if you're going to the beach.
Yeah, listen, make sure you got enough towels for your family. I don't want to see Daddy drying off and then handing little Susie a wet towel to dry off on. Make sure y'all have got enough towels, okay? Now, let me just tell y'all the Paul Reed rules. If you're going to lay out by the pool and you're going to look good, you have to have a towel or a lounge chair cover. Don't think that Paul Reed does not have one. A lounge chair cover. They make them. Google them, y'all. It is monogrammed with Paul Reed's initials, and it is just it on a stick. Okay? Your towel that you're laying on in your chair is not to be dried off with. That is a separate towel. So if you go lay out on your chair, you take two towels. One to dry off with, one to lay out on. Because now you've laid out, you've gotten sweat and all that mess on that towel. You're going to go get in the pool, and it's still, it's just, no. Then you're going to lay back on your towel and dry off. Well, how are you going to dry off before you lay out? Take an extra towel if you're going to lay out. Make sure you take enough towels for your children, okay? And y'all, I hate to tell y'all this, but it's the truth. They make children's beach towels. I don't want to see 2-year-old Mary Catherine with daddy's beach towel that wrapped around her 25 times. Go to Pottery Barn, y'all. They got the most precious Lily Pulitzer towels for children right now. Get a size appropriate towel for your 2-year-old or your 5-year-old. And the next thing, put it in a nice beach bag. I do not want to see you strolling up to the pool with a Publix grocery bag. Do not do it. Do not do it. If you got to take a grocery bag, I would rather you carry your towel in your hand. Do not do it. Get you a nice beach bag. TJ Maxx, Marshalls, HomeGoods, $12.99. Get you a beach bag.
Okay. And then anything else you want to say about food? I know we kind of covered last time.
Yeah, but let's talk about food. If you go into the pool, take some decent things for your children to eat. Take some fresh cut up fruit. Take some little sandwiches. Take some chips even. Take something decent. You don't want your children walking around to other people begging for food. Okay? Let me just take some decent food out there. Or if you go into the club, make sure your child knows your club number so they can go up there and order them something to eat.
Oh, I bet they know the club number.
Oh, you know they got to know the club number. If you are at the, ladies and gentlemen, this applies to my friends here in Savannah. If you are going to the deck this weekend at the Landings, if you live at the Landings, make sure your child knows your club number so that they can go and get them something to eat while you laying out there talking to all your friends and not paying attention and your little baby struggling for a chicken finger. Let them know the club number. Take some decent. If you go to the beach, let me tell y'all, Paul Reed has got some simple, easy recipes and food to take to the beach. I was just telling my friend the other night, Ellen Durden. She is, y'all, I'm going to introduce y'all to Ellen. She is my heart. She is from Swainsboro, Georgia, and she runs the Candler Gift Shop, which is amazing. Y'all, she's going on the boat tonight with her son-in-law and daughter. And I said, Ellen, I'm going to give you some tips to take food with you. But we're going to address that in a different podcast, y'all. I'm going to address what to take on the boat with you when you're going out for an evening excursion. Paul Reed has got some great hints for y'all and some easy little things. And it will impress your guests. It will make them think that you have spent all this time getting ready just to go on the boat. So I'm going to bring my friend Ellen Durden on soon, y'all, because I want y'all to meet her. She is just fabulous, and we're going to talk about what to do when you get on the boat and what kind of food to take. But listen, I want everybody to have a safe, wonderful 4th of July. Ladies and gentlemen, we are grateful for this wonderful country that we live in, for freedom. And listen, this holiday is about celebrating what we have here in America. So don't forget that. Gentlemen, make sure you got your swimsuit. We're going to do a recap here, Eric. Make sure you got your swimsuit with your nice coordinating t-shirt with no holes and your flip-flops. No tennis shoes and socks at the pool or beach. I do not want to see it. Ladies, you're going to have your nice tunic, your nice cover-up with your nice swimsuit. And if you're over a size 8, it's going to be a one-piece. And you're going to try and have on your wedges, unless you're doing the Cupid Shuffle, you're going to wear your flip-flops, your nice sun hat, your dark glasses, and the one thing that you cannot forget. If you forget anything else, you cannot forget this. You must wear lipstick to the pool. You must have on mascara. You have to look made up at the pool. We don't want to think that you have just rolled out the bed to come to the pool. That is not becoming. And children, make sure you have your sunscreen for your kids. Make sure you have them in the proper thing, a smock swimsuit. I will permit Beaufort Bonnet swimsuits because they are cute for children. If you have Beaufort Bonnet, by all means. And make sure your children, like I said, are lathered up in their sunscreen. I do not want to see any child roasting, looking like fried chicken on Sunday, and when they leave the beach because their mama forgot to put sunscreen on them. That is just that's just not right. Okay.
Well, Paul, thank you again. Once again, you've entertained us, you've informed us, given us some new things to think about. Any last parting words?
One last parting word, y'all. I just thought of this, and I just need to address it real quick. If your swimsuit, ladies or gentlemen, was navy blue, and it is now sky blue, that's because it was faded and old. Get you a new swimsuit, y'all. I got to tell y'all this real quick. My aunt, y'all, I love her to pieces. She's one of my favorite people. And she is a creature of habit, y'all. If she finds something she likes, let me just tell y'all something. She is going to take that item to the grave with her. She has got this swimsuit, and it's like it used to be, I think, a darker turquoise color, and now it's in between an aquamarine and a light blue, and the elastic is gone in it. But God bless her, she has to wear that swimsuit. And I'm just going to let her slide because I love her so much. Y'all don't do that. If your Lansing swimsuit is from 20 seasons ago, get you a new one. Don't wear a raggedy swimsuit. That's the one thing I didn't address. Do not do it. If your elastic is ridden in your bikini line and we can see things, we don't want to see that. And ladies, one last thing. Shave your bikini line. I don't want to see Pocahontas' braid going down the side of your leg. I do not want to see it. I don't want to see any little hairs creeping out. Ladies, shave your bikini line. Thank y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. I love you.
Thank you, Paul. Once again, I want to remind everybody to subscribe, rate, and review Paul's podcast, Honestly with Paul Reed, on iTunes. And we hope that you have a great 4th of July. Thank you for listening and supporting Paul Reed. And we will be back in touch with you guys next week.
Okay, now. Hello. Now, darling, let me just tell you something.
Coming to you from Savannah, Georgia, the man who has more rules than Moses, this is Honestly with Paul Reed.